They always start out awkward.
Did you see the quality?
Yeah, the quality's good.
Oh, okay.
So, on the way over here, I was being really loud and making really weird noises.
I was there.
In the hallway, and then the door was open to that classroom, and they were taking a test, and they heard me do my Rachel Tice impression for the most popular girls in school.
That's what it was from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I've seen parts.
I'm so far behind, but like I started watching it in
high school. I didn't really like it, but like I don't think I was in the right mindset to enjoy it.
They're all, every character on there is like awful people.
Yep.
And like, that's why I love it so much.
Okay. So, welcome to the LifeCast. I'm your host, Deanna Manasian, and I'm here with Ben Shopper. Say hello, Ben.
Hi.
And Tiffany.
Oh.
Tiffany's a repeat guest. We've had her multiple times, and Ben is a first-timer.
I'm speaking into the future.
Yeah, you are.
You, everyone, if you're listening right now, you're in the future. That's actually really cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if this, like, is the only record of humanity?
If this is the only record of humanity, like...
God help us.
3,000 years in the future, I'm so sorry. Something should have been better preserved. Like, let's
like
be
our
completely
planet.
Honest.
Maybe.
So today, I wanted to talk about... what was it?
Body
like, tattoos and piercings and,
yeah.
Like, implants and shit. Because I feel like that's an interesting topic, and I want a few of those things myself.
I was thinking about that this morning when I was getting on the T, and I have, like, the card.
Yeah.
And so I just, like, tap my wallet against the thing.
Is this going where I think it's going to
go? Yeah, and so I'm like, what if that was in my hand?
All right, well, let me tell you something.
Okay.
The Boston subway system runs on NFC.
Is that the same thing as in Amiibos?
Yes, that is the exact same thing that's in Amiibos.
Wait, can I put my T-Pass in an Amiibo and carry an Amiibo?
You could. Like, there are so many things that I want to do with the NFC chips inside of T-Passes. Because, like, you can get the T-Passes for free, you know? But, like, you have to
that's
load money
true.
Onto it. So if you just, like, get a bunch on different days, you have, like, a bunch of NFC tags that you can write to. At least I think you can. I haven't quite done it myself yet.
And then you can just put them in things.
Yep.
They're probably something.
There's probably
because
something.
Because they're for the T, I'm assuming that, like.
Yeah.
But how much are NFC tags?
NFC tags, I think they start at, like, 50 cents a piece. And then, like, as it gets more encrypted, it goes up in price. I'm not sure. I haven't checked in a while, and I can't really remember. But NFC is real cool.
So cool.
There's actually something I saw a while back on the lovely internet, and it was an NFC implant, which is, speaking about piercings and shit, it's a little, like, capsule that has an NFC tag in it, and you, like, put it somewhere in your body, like, a lot of people choose to put it in their hand.
Yeah.
They just, like, inject it into the little webbing part between your thumb and your forefinger.
Funny story about that, sorry.
Okay.
But speaking of piercings,
yes.
I once convinced my dad that I was going to get that little piece of webbing pierced.
You did?
Yeah, he it took a little while, but I convinced him that, like, I was just going to get, like, just, like, a little loop right there and just get it pierced straight through.
Oh, my God.
He supported me.
Really?
He judged hardcore, but he supported me.
I'd probably, like, get it pierced and then, like, gauge it out a little bit. I feel like that would be cool.
I keep telling my roommates that I'm gonna gauge my tongue with, like, six different ones in, like, a random order with different sizes.
Like,
so, like, Swiss cheese, or I'll get them lined up and, like, run, like, shoelaces through them.
You're gonna shoelace your tongue?
I'm not doing any of this, but it's funny to tell them. And then the best one I tell them is that I'm gonna get my tongue split, put into eight pieces, so I can have, like, Kraken mouth. And be like, blah, 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 blah. And just, like, walk up to people and, how was your day?
How was your day?
I'm not doing any of that, for the record.
Yes. But you can get this NFC implant put in your hand, and you can write different things to it. Like, I've seen people put their business card on it, so that, like, they just hold it up to someone's phone, and it scans the tag, and it's, like, all of their contact information is there. It works especially well for, like, someone in IT.
It would be really funny if you could have it so that when you did that, it had, like, a QR code that linked to, like, a URL link, just, like, making it increasingly difficult. Ooh. I'm an asshole, so that's what I would do.
I'd be like, you need to go to this place and scan this QR code.
At these, like, this location.
Yep.
And it would just be, like, I just, like, Rickroll them, or, like, have, like, a picture of, like, a dolphin or something.
I just want to make it so that my computer doesn't go to a screensaver every, like, 10 seconds. Fuck, where is it? I'm so upset. Keep talking amongst yourselves, this is fine.
No, just as an former orientation leader, like, yeah. I've used that phrase so many times.
Keep and, talking like, amongst yourselves.
Presenting for things, I'll just like have people, I'll be like, all right, go meet someone that you don't know.
All right, none apply. All right, great. Now I can see when Audacity's fucking up and when it's not.
What? Audacity, is that a program?
Yes.
It has the audacity to fuck up?
Yeah, it does sometimes, because I'm running it off like a 2-in-1 laptop right now. Yeah.
I'm going to like shake my head like I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Like my tablet. Keyboard pops off, but I won't do it now because the only USB port I have on this computer is attached to the keyboard.
What? It's
the USB port is right here, and if I take the tablet part off,
I thought you meant that like the keyboard had to be plugged into the USB port, nope. So like it automatically like. So that if you wanted to be able to use your keyboard, you had to use the only...
No. Nope. That would be horrible.
Oh my god, design flaw.
Yeah. But I want to get this NFC implant. And like the worst thing is...
I'm starting to want one.
I don't want to do it myself, but I don't know who in this area would pierce... Like just inject a USB implant into my skin.
You'd have to network.
I would. I've also heard of... there's, like, this magnet implant you can get put in your fingertip.
Mm-hmm.
But I was considering that for a while. But, like, I read an account of someone who had it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was cool at first.
What if there was a strong enough magnet to rip it out of your skin?
Yeah.
No, I'll never dream again.
That didn't happen?
That didn't happen to them. Yeah. But he was like, yeah, I could, like, bring... Like, I could magnetize paper clips to, like, move across the table, and it was a nice party trick. And you could kind of sense the magnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could kind of sense the magnetic field for, like, I think 6 weeks, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it was just like, oh, yes, I have this thing in my finger, you know. And the thing is, like, they won't anesthetize the finger.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to, like, cut into it and put the magnet uh-uh. in and then stitch it back up while you're, like, awake and breathing and looking
mm-mm.
at it.
Mm-mm.
So that's mm-mm. not something, that's not a pain I'd want to go mm-mm. through for like 6 weeks of a party trick, you know?
Yeah.
I'd just rather make like a smart glove.
Yeah. Like getting a, getting a paper cut on your hands hurts enough.
Without injecting a magnet.
Yeah.
Oh, if we get a paper cut, we can use that time to put it in.
Actually, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. But, like, the thing about paper cuts is, like,
yeah.
they're only, like, 2 layers of skin deep or some shit. Mm. Yeah. So it wouldn't be quite practical. It'd be like, oh, fuck. I guess now's the time. Or, like, if you're unprepared and you're in class.
I've been carrying this magnet with me for months.
Good thing I just had this in my back pocket. Completely unsterilized and ready to go inside my body.
Oh.
We'll wing it.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you gonna sew it up with, like a pencil lead?
Oh wow.
Like a hair that you found under your desk.
So
I don't condone any of this, by the way.
My friend once attached a hair to a fly, like a leash.
Are you serious?
That's really
it
cool.
Was beautiful.
Was it like flying?
And yep, we just held the hair and it would just fly around in like a circle.
Wait, did they have to like knock out the fly first?
Yeah, my friend caught the fly in his hand. Like he held it between his fingers.
And then tied it. He did it at the same time as he was holding it?
And then his sister took her hair and then tied her. It was a team effort.
Oh.
We were at a flea market and we had found
you
it.
You were at a flea market? And you did this? I love flea markets. They're so magical.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of old people in the community. They're like, I don't want to say old, but like...
They're not always old.
They're not
always
old.
Some of them are
old.
Hipsters.
Yeah. Like...
I apologize to all elderly and hipsters out there.
Middle age to old, or mostly women...
I think you have a very different. Maybe that's your flea market.
Different flea markets.
Yeah, it's just people that sell stuff.
Yeah,
and people will go and like.
And they have like a lot of antique booths.
So the thing that pisses me off the most is that, and like it's bad that this pisses me off, but I just don't get it. Is that there are people that go around and buy glass things, not like cool old bottles, but just like hunks and like shapes of glass.
Yeah.
It's just glass.
Yep.
In like, they're not even good shapes. They're not even like anything. They're just glass. And I don't want to turn into a person that spends his weekends going to buy glass from other people and being like, ooh, this one's slightly teal.
Where have you encountered these people? At flea markets?
Everywhere. They lurk in the shadows waiting to induct
like,
you into their
deal?
Order. No, it's just a sad person lifestyle. I apologize to all individuals who enjoy collecting.
Shards of glass?
No, but shards of glass would be cool, because that's like... I mean, it's a shard of glass. That's pretty pretty.
It's like
pretty cool
the
right
leftovers
there.
From the glass blowing process. Is
no,
that what you're telling me?
No, it's just people like have molds, and they like fill it with glass to make it a specific shape, but they're like not any like... It's not even like, let's make a swan out of glass. It's just like, let's make this thing that's kind of like an obelisk, but round and kind of textured. And it's just a stupid shape and it's made out of glass. And people are like, oh, look how pretty. And I'm like, it's just glass.
I'm trying really hard to understand
this. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to draw.
Use a whiteboard to draw.
Okay.
So
I'll like have like a base and then I'll just be like... Try not to make it look like a
dick?
A dildo?
Or like, and I'll just like have like a, you know.
Oh, so it's like a glass sculpture.
Yeah, and it's just like that, or it'll be like, and then I have like in the middle, I don't know.
Like the laser etched stuff in the middle?
Yeah, or just, it'll just be, or like, you know, like, stuff like that, and just
with a bit.
They're just
I got
glass
you now.
Things, they're just glass. It's literally just glass, and these people will spend their weekends buying more things that are glass,
just to keep.
Yeah, and they're all like similar. They all have like tints of like blue or green, and they're not all the same. Do they look for the same color ones? Are they from collections? Do they have stamps? Or
they might
like,
have. It might be from collections.
I don't know, but they're just. Do they have rooms filled with glass things?
It's probably like they might have like a bunch of knickknack.
I just
like
don't understand
displaying areas.
But why? They're so boring.
Maybe one day you'll know.
I don't want to ever know. I don't want to get that knowledge.
Yep. Wow.
So
you learn something new every day.
Wait, you have piercings, yes? No.
Yes, I have my ears pierced.
Okay.
I want to get my belly button pierced. And I want to get my cartilage pierced.
Same.
I have, that's my cartilage, yeah. I've got my cartilage pierced, my earlobe pierced, and I have an industrial.
Okay.
And that's, yeah, that's it for now. I had my ears pierced in second grade, but then I Yeah, my parents were like, sure. I did it, and then...
And then...
They just closed up, I stopped wearing them. And then, like, freshman year, I got it done again. And then I got my cartilage pierced, like, the second half of freshman year. And then I just got my industrial done...
It's like 2 months ago now, right?
Yeah, something like that. It's great. If you get your industrial done, do not immediately get the bar.
Yep.
Wait first, get two separate piercings, and, like, after a month you can get the bar. It is magical.
It speeds up the healing process?
It yeah, because there's not, like, if you get the bar right away, it pulls on, the piercings are connected, and it kind of just pulls on it, and it's brand new, and it's just a lot of pressure, and it's just really not a good thing. And also, really don't touch it. I know I've been bad about that in the past, but, like, this time, I did not touch it. I was, like, terrified of touching it, and it healed, like, in a month.
Yeah.
And, like, people's are, like, 8 months in and haven't, like, healed. So, like, really just...
Are you
just,
supposed to...
Just don't touch it.
Like, when you get the two separate piercings, are you supposed to turn them? Because I know with getting your earlobes pierced, you're supposed to, like, turn them to make sure it doesn't
close up. Don't touch them.
Okay.
If they're in your ear, it's not going to close up.
Okay. Or, like, they don't get stuck? I don't know. Because, like...
No, just don't touch them.
When I went to the doctor's office to have my ears pierced, they were, like...
You went to the doctor?
Yeah. My mom made me. Like, I was going to go to a professional piercer, and she was like, just get it done at the doctor's office.
Doctors don't know piercings. They just know how to, like, save you if your, like, liver is coming out of your mouth or something.
Whoa! How fucked up do you have to be if your liver is coming out of your mouth?
I don't know. Like, first semester, freshman year, typical college student.
Oh, my. If you are a freshman and in college, don't drink.
Or if you, I mean, you're going to drink, most of you, I'm sure. I don't drink. But, like, just don't be a dumbass, please.
Yeah.
Especially for the other people that you live around.
Yeah, though we don't condone underage drinking on this podcast.
No, I don't drink if you're underage. But, like, I know you're not going to listen to me.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, like, at least, like, tell your parents. Be like, hey... Like, just do it at family parties,
it
I guess.
It doesn't make you
do it in a safe environment. Yeah.
It's not like, we don't think you're edgy.
Yeah.
We think you're shenanigans.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you live your life?
I do.
Take chances, make mistakes, get messy.
Miss Frizzle used to say that.
Yeah, that's, I quote Miss Frizzle almost daily.
That's good.
I also like,
Miss Frizzle is such a role model.
She really is. She's my favorite. I want to be her when I grow up, but currently I'm just the Miss Frizzle of the struggle bus. It's true.
Struggle bus. Is this magic school bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So, I don't know if I said this on the last podcast, but I recently dyed my hair.
I thought you were going to stop with dyed.
I recently dyed.
Have you been a ghost this entire time?
Yeah.
Call.
Ghostbusters.
Or the police. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think the police are going to help you.
The fashion police. And they'll come and beat you with their fabulous batons.
I'm a ghost.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dyeing my hair was an experience.
Yay.
Tiffany helped me.
Hi. speaking of dyeing hair.
Yeah.
I once dyed my dog's tail blue.
You did?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I
know, like, if you have an animal that has white fur,
yeah,
you can
it's so tempting. I want to
You can bathe
ears.
Them in beet juice.
Beet juice.
And it'll turn them pink, yeah.
Oh.
I guess blueberry juice would
work
as well.
Too, yeah.
So I was, like, 13 or 14, and I was dyeing my hair blue. We were trying to sell my house, and so people would, like, come through and, like, do walkthroughs to see it. And so my sister was, and helped me dye my hair, and then she dyed a little bit of her hair, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we really, my cat has, like, socks, so.
Yeah.
We really wanted to, I was going to just dye not all of her feet, but just one blue.
And?
We didn't, because one, we weren't going to use the dye, because then she'd, like, go and lick it. And,
right.
Like, poison herself, but we were going to, like, go to the store and get blue Kool-Aid, because you can also use that. And so we were going to dye one paw, but we were convinced that my dad was going to get really mad at us.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically because we were having people, like, come through to try and, like, buy the house. And, like, they saw a cat.
Cat, like...
one blue paw.
Just waiting. With one paw and, like, a tub of Kool-Aid.
It was, like, a few years later, and I, like, told him about that story. And he said, I wouldn't have been mad. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you would have been.
I love it when parents, like... you do something, and then, like, 4 years later, you tell them about it, and they're like, why didn't you tell me this? It's like, you've gotten mad at me for less. Like, you get mad at me when I don't wake up on time? Please? No.
Oh.
They used to when I was in high school, because we were on a really strict schedule.
Mm.
But, like, it was mostly my sisters getting mad at me.
Oh.
Because, like, we all went to the same high school. It was, like, a high school, middle school type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all went, and, like, school started at the same time for everyone. So, like, I was the one driving
mm-hmm.
us all to school. So, like, if I was late, we were fucked. Because they could be like, oh, yeah, Mom, can you drive us to school? And she's like, but I already left.
You should have been like,
or like,
snow day in May.
I wanted to. But, like, the thing was, my mom is a teacher, a preschool mm-hmm. teacher, in, like, the same kind of district area. And she'd know. She always gets snow days before us, too, because it was a private high school. And she taught at a private preschool.
What?
Yeah.
It's the most prestigious preschool.
Yeah.
It's for the most elegant toddlers from the most elegant families in all of New York.
The Lexington
yes.
area.
I'm Nigel Thistlebottom the Third. Have you met my child Alexander?
Oh my god.
He can play piano with his mind. But his jousting skills are quite basic.
Oh my god.
I don't know what happened. It's been a long week.
Please bring out your rich old white person voice more often.
Check it out, the scamp!
What?
I just quote things.
But yeah.
Indubitably.
But the funny thing is, like, not even, like, the rich, snooty families of this district send their kids to this preschool.
Oh, never!
It's like,
have you seen the wallpaper?
I mean, yeah.
It's wallpaper! My children will not touch wallpaper!
Your plastic kids are gonna, like, rub their hands all over the walls!
Have you seen all those other greasy children? They must rub their faces. It's like the inside of a pizza box.
I didn't know old white people knew what pizza was.
We've heard stories, my dear.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
I'm hungry, I'm Ben.
What? Do you specialize in dad jokes, too?
With a minor in... sweater vests.
I'm slow, I get it now.
It's okay, the joke was loading.
Oh, yeah.
There's shitty Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Shitty Wi-Fi, I'm like, what?
No! That's one thing I can't stand. It's like...
shitty wives.
No! Like, in sitcoms and stuff, when a husband will go like, oh yeah, I have to go home to my wife. She's such a bitch, or something like that, it's like... no one told you to get married.
Society strikes again.
Yeah.
I feel like they tell those jokes because, like, the people that watch it can relate to it. So.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. The average American family can relate to, oh, my shitty wife. I'm a dad. I work so hard. I work 9 to 5 and come home and, like,
dinner
isn't even there half the time. It's leftovers because my wife was gracious enough to cook for 2 days last night.
For 2 days last night?
Like, oh my god. Yeah.
Toilet seat.
Oh yeah, the toilet seat drama.
What?
A lot of people, like, have this drama about, if you, when, like, their significant other or husband or whatever leaves the toilet seat up.
I had, okay.
I hate it in public bathrooms. Because it's like.
I never do that, because I did that, like, once as, like, a child at my, like, best friend's house.
Yeah.
And my best friends, are, they're two women and their younger brother. But, like, so the majority of people that use that bathroom, like, they're just, like, they would, like, get on me about it every time. And so I learned quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just, like, never do it ever again.
Mm-hmm. Like, in public bathrooms, it bothers me. It doesn't bother me, like, if I'm living with my significant other or whatever, like, husband, anyone, and they leave the toilet seat up. I don't have a husband yet.
I'm still romancing my companion in Fallout. We'll get there.
But if they leave the toilet seat up, I'm like, whatever, you know. Like,
yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. It's like, it's your house. You're comfortable, whatever.
Okay, if you
But, like, if it's in the public bathroom, like, what kind of asshole does that? Who does that? It's like,
probably not
oh, yeah.
their asshole because they're probably peeing.
Yeah, what piss hole does that? It's like, I'm not even gonna, like, take a little thing of toilet paper and, like, wrangle the toilet seat to pull it down. It's like, I'm just gonna leave it.
You just use your foot. Book.
Yeah.
I don't get how people can, like, sit on the toilet seat without doing anything to the seat, like putting toilet paper on top. They
yeah, that's fucked
down.
Up.
Because I just went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the guy next to me just, like, dropped his pants down and sat right on it. And I heard him groan up. He's like, ugh.
Oh, the magic of gender-neutral restrooms.
They are magical.
I'm a fan.
They're so magical because... Because,
like, now I don't have to be self-conscious about, like, some girl walking in while I'm pooping. It's like... Because
everybody poops.
Everyone poops.
And
again,
like,
I get, like, upset
equals.
Stomach a lot.
Mm.
So it's like, you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah.
And I mean, I
and it's
know.
Like, now there's less pressure, because, like, I tried to, for a while, I was like, yeah, everyone shits. But now it's like...
Okay.
This shit again.
But, no, I mean... It's just, it's nice to have, and it's nice to know that, like...
Everyone poops.
And
yeah.
Well, also that we, like, that everyone has a place to use the bathroom
right.
on campus,
yeah.
because for a while that wasn't the case, and it's just awful that, like, people would have to, like, go, you know, across town to find, like, a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
But...
Or, like, have to deal with, if an individual is, like, transgender, they
yeah.
have to deal with, like, oh, like, what's really... There, it's
because
like,
everybody wants to know what's in everybody else's pants, and
apparently,
did you
yeah.
not learn it's none of your business?
Yeah.
Anyways,
I feel like it's a whole other podcast topic.
Oh my god,
yeah.
I can't even prepare for that right now because I would burn
shit
down.
I'll give you ample notice because that's when I want to have you on.
Okay.
I feel like your input is very valid for that.
I mean,
because you work a lot with.
I'm a diversity peer educator,
yeah.
but let it be known that everything I say on the show is a reflection. It's me talking. I'm not here to represent
mm-hmm.
anyone at the university or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just me.
Yep.
So.
This is unfiltered. So you're not representing anyone but yourself.
Represent?
Which is nice.
Volleyball anime. Sorry, I need to
tell us.
Volleyball anime is everything. So I was never into sports, ever. It's just, I don't get it.
Okay.
Unless
mm-hmm.
it's like jousting or like...
Jousting?
Or combat.
I like that
like
jousting
combat.
Is the only sport you're into otherwise.
I mean, I actually don't follow anything. But like, I just don't get it. I didn't get it. I'm like, you're just throwing a ball at each other. Like,
yeah.
What are sports? And then I watched Haikyuu. Volleyball anime. And I get sports now.
Like, all of them, just from watching
but,
volleyball?
Okay, no, I understand volleyball, but I also get why people like sports now.
Oh, okay.
because sports are awesome. But I can only learn how sports work through anime. I've discovered. Because I
this
just
seems
don't...
like a really dangerous cycle.
Why? No, I have to watch all. I have to watch animes about a sport before I get the sport. And by the time that like baseball, it's done, right? Yeah. By the time baseball happens again, I'm gonna know my stuff about baseball, and I'm gonna like so surprise bad. My dad and be like, "So
yeah, they really scored
real
a touchdown."
Hard. But like that's what I normally do, and he knows that I know like nothing about it. So yeah. I'm gonna like pop in and be like. Blah, 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 blah. You see, I still say blah, blah, blah right now because I haven't watched a baseball anime, so I don't know. I don't know what's supposed to go there because I don't know. And, like, I kind of don't care about it yet. But volleyball is everything. It's so good.
I want to be a professional volleyball player for a while.
I was going to join my high school team, but I never did.
I did high school lacrosse for a while. I was the goalie.
Can we start a volleyball team?
We can try.
Volleyball
there anyone?
Yeah, but I can't play on it.
Oh.
Slash, like, I really have the time to.
Like, any of us have the time to.
There's also no volleyball, like, video games. Okay, there are, but they're not, like, actual games. They're basically just, like, soft core porn.
Yeah.
But, like, really
That's
low graphics.
There's a Hamtaro volleyball.
Woo! Should we get that for the club?
Sure. It was on Game Boy, I think.
Damn it!
Or something. I don't know.
Fuck!
I just want to play volleyball.
I want to see if... Oh, wait, no. The GameCube does have something that lets you play Game Boy games on it, doesn't it?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But
I know, like, the Super Nintendo does.
Well,
we're getting, like, real back. Like,
yeah.
We're down to number of pixels.
We're down to counting individual pixels.
I think there's, like,
I
4.
Still have it, though.
Huh?
I don't know if I still have it, though.
Oh, okay.
I, like, donated most of my older games to, like, Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's
nice. That's really good, though.
And I feel like it's still... It's all right.
What's up?
The struggles of being a germaphobe.
What was your first video game console, both of you?
It was, well, okay, console. Yeah, I had like a Mac way back when.
Oh, okay.
I played on, but my first console, like non-handheld?
Yeah, let's...
Okay,
let's have two separate answers.
I got an Xbox for like a hot second, and I'm like, but I don't know, I was young, and I was like, I don't like any of these games, they're not like good, so I traded in real fast and got a GameCube, which was like so much better, and I sunk like my entire life into Animal Crossing. So the cheat code to get more money, because I was like a kid, and I'm like, he had more money. I like printed it off the internet, and it was like 16 things long,
yeah,
and it like only gave you like 10,000 bells, and so I would sit there doing it again and again, and I just like upgraded the shit out of my house.
Yep.
And I was the bougiest motherfucker you'd ever meet in Animal Crossing, and I had this paw shirt that became my trademark, and then there was this anteater named Snooty, but me and my friend kind of just hated her and like, oh god, it's bad. We like hit her in the face with a net.
Oh, yeah.
So she'd get upset.
And leave your town. Did she ever?
Nope. She just... And then she like talked to us like nothing happened.
Wait, don't we get like a... Like, did the villagers move in and out in the old Animal Crossings?
No.
Okay.
Oh, they didn't?
Or if they did, it was like not very common. It wasn't
okay.
Like, I feel like
yeah.
That happens a lot now, but like back then it would be like...
Yeah, now it's like...
A big thing.
If you fuck up once, your favorite villager is fucking gone.
Okay, who has fucking finances to do that? It's like, oh, I don't like this one person in my town, I'm gonna pack up everything I have and leave.
Oh my god, you're right.
Like, who does that? So there's this one asshole in Malden, I'm moving.
The entire town of Malden. A city. Malden's a city.
It is. I always forget that, but it's a town.
Oh.
Sorry about it, Malden. You're not a city unless you're... I don't know, actually. I don't have any good comments.
You're not a city unless you're shitty.
But I like Boston.
Yeah, Boston's nice. Boston's a good city to be. But anyway, Tiffany.
Huh?
First video game console you ever owned.
I feel like I, like, had the Nintendo 64, but my mom's like, oh, I gave it to your cousin.
Do they still have it?
I have no clue.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I never got to experience that. So, like, the first console that I ever really experienced was a PlayStation 1. Yeah. And then I...
Good old PS1?
Yeah. And then I skipped the whole PS2 thing because I was busy watching TV as a kid. And I regret that now. But I went back to the PS3.
So, my first console was the Wii. Because my dad got it for me and my sisters for Christmas. I homebrewed the shit out of that thing. Like, the firmware and the software's all fucked up by now, I bet. Because, like, I got so into it. You could put, like, different bootloaders, I think, on it. And different versions of... What was it? The image file that loads the games. It was so in-depth. All in the name of Brawl Custom Textures.
Oh my god. So hardcore.
Yeah.
I remember getting the Wii. My sister took me, like, 4 towns over to, like, go get it. Really? Because she was so wonderful about it. She's like, yeah, let's go get it. And I was like, you really love me. Kidding. Well, so my sister is 6.5 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so we used to not be close because she was like 13, she was so much and older. I was like, I'm not going to do the math. I was little.
You were 14. She was 14, and you were like 8.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So it was just like a pretty big age gap. Like, yeah. But like the older we got, like the closer we got, and now she's like, we're like super close.
That's cool.
That's how I think it was with my sisters. Because, like, I lived away from home for college for my first year.
It helped so much.
It really does. And then, like, I moved back home because room and board's expensive. And I didn't want to, like...
Preach.
I didn't get an RA position, I don't think. And also, I didn't want to pay for an apartment because that was expensive shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be able to, like... sustain myself if I had a full-time job and full-time coursework.
Yeah.
But once I moved back home and, like, after, especially this summer, I think, we became really close. So that was nice. And, like, last winter break, too. It's all in good fun.
Yeah.
Because I'm the oldest, and my sister Alexandra is 4 years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, between me and her, there was, like, a kind of big age difference, because I was always, like, she was in middle school, I was in high school, and, like, just graduating as she was moving up into middle high school.
Mm-hmm.
And Rebecca was, like, in between, so she, like, chose to help Alexandra out a little bit, because they were closer in age, you know, but we're all pretty cool now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Same with my siblings.
Oh, yeah, you're an only child.
Yeah. I used to pretend I had siblings.
Oh my goodness.
It was like, I would call my friend, and I'm like, oh, I want to talk to my sister. And she's like, yeah. And then I would, like, walk away, like, I put the phone down, like, start walking, hey, shit face, my friend wants to talk to you. He's like, oh, okay. And then I would walk back to the
Did like, you catfish your friends into thinking you were a sister?
Yeah. That's great.
It's the long con.
Did they ever find out?
I have no clue.
So how's your sister doing?
Oh, she's great.
You want to talk to her?
I don't talk to her anymore.
Can you put her on the podcast sometime?
I don't have her phone number.
She's right here.
Oh, God. Hi, shit face.
Did you ever, like, make up a name for her?
Yeah, I did. I don't remember the names I gave them, though.
Oh, okay.
I had two sisters.
Were you the youngest?
I think I was the middle one.
Oh my god!
So I had like a somewhat mature voice, and then a pipsqueak voice.
This is the really long con.
And then I remember I would keep asking my parents back and forth to have a younger sibling because I was lonely. I was like, Dad, can I have a younger brother? I was like, go ask your mom. I was like, Mom, can I have a younger brother? You should ask your dad. It's his fault.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You even at a young age.
Well, yep. I made sure that didn't happen. I, like, fractured my mom's tailbone as a child, like, during birth, and, like...
Oh, are you serious?
I also kind of broke her uterus, but that's another story.
Oh.
I was a large child. Same. Full head of hair.
My sisters and I have all had full heads of hair out of the womb. We're also, like, we were long babies.
Like, long Mario.
Oh, God!
No, like tall, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were tall babies.
Yeah, most, like, when it's, like, a human, you usually call them tall.
Yeah.
And not long.
Yeah. But, like, when it's a baby, it's acceptable to call them long.
What is...
Because, I guess they're horizontal for a little while, you know?
Yeah.
They can't, like, walk or crawl around for a few months.
Oh, I thought you meant directly as they were exiting the womb.
Yeah, that too. It's like, you're not going to measure a baby standing up when it's just born.
That's true.
I mean, I guess not.
Yeah, I mean, you could. You could try, but I don't think its legs are strong enough.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it would be lamed.
Yeah.
I used to be defined by lame.
Yeah. You know what's fucked up, though?
What?
Humans are, I think, some of the only mammals that don't give birth to young who can walk. Because if a baby stayed in the womb for longer than 9 months, it would kill the mother.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know at what point...
That throws the whole plot of Kylix Y out the window, so just
wait,
stop.
What? It does?
No,
okay.
Not really, kind of. No. It's complicated. Kylix Y is the best thing that's ever happened. Okay. I don't know if I like Kylix Y or Steven Universe better. It's a really hard decision, and I can't make it, and I love them both.
Okay. That's good, though.
You don't have to choose. You can love both of them.
Yeah.
Porque no los dos.
You can!
Yeah, I will. They're perfect. They're not perfect, but they're perfect.
Oh.
They're perfect, but with a few flaws.
And that's what makes it perfect?
Yeah. Even the most perfect diamonds have imperfections, Ben.
No.
Diamonds are...
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, I don't want, like, diamonds. I don't like, well, I mean, if you're gonna give me diamonds, that's, like, for free, I'll be like, yeah, I'll take it, and I'll, like, sell it so I can, like...
Have money?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need... It's just shiny. Like, glass is also shiny. Oh, God, we're back to glass. Is that why they... That's why!
It's just... These people really like shiny things.
They're like magpies.
They what?
They're like magpies.
Oh.
I think that's sorry, bird.
I think so, yeah. That's the one that likes shiny things in mythology.
They're real things, you know.
Yeah, magpies are real things.
Mythology.
Yeah, that's what they're personified as in mythology. They like shiny things.
Like,
they're the actual bird. I'm not explaining this well at all.
They're not some mythical beast of yore.
I know.
Okay, just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. Everything comes back to glass in the end.
So, the inside of my hand and the blade of an X-Acto knife are now, like, they've met.
Just once?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
I
good.
I accidentally, like...
Just once.
My X-Acto knife, the lid came off of it, and it cut through this, like, plastic bag that it was in, and right into my hand on, Monday morning.
You could put that, like, little magnet implant right in there.
Yay.
Oh, shit!
Lost your opportunity, Ben. How deep was it?
So what's that, like, trench in, like, the ocean?
The Mariana's Trench?
Yeah.
It was, like, that deep?
It was, like, not that deep.
Oh,
No,
okay.
It was. I don't know. I don't know how deep it was. Like, it was bleeding.
Okay.
Like, it felt painful. Like pain. Yeah. It closed up, though.
That's good.
I wonder if there'll be a scar.
I mean, like, I always, like, thought about, like cuts on your skin as, like, a different form of vagina. Just, like, on their period. Well, speaking of vaginas, I, like, considered the, like, you know, the peace sign, so, like, I was considering getting a little tattoo of vagina right here.
It sit really well with the theme of our podcast.
That should be kind of cool.
It kind of would be, actually. That would be painful to get, though.
So, nearby where I live, we, at, like, home,
mm-hmm.
There's the vulva tree.
Oh, I see.
And it's cool. It's like you go through a walk in the woods and there's this big tree and it looks like there's like a giant vulva in it. It's really beautiful.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're admiring the USB cable coming out of my microphone?
It's shiny.
Yeah. It came with the microphone.
I don't trust that microphone.
Why?
Because it's got a red light and it just looks like something that wants to kill me out of Portal or something.
Well, I'm going to turn it off in a few
minutes.
It
looks like a virus.
It does look like one.
Right. But it's not. It's a microphone.
But what if it is?
I mean, if it's a virus, we're all dead.
What if we were the size of a virus?
That would be a really shitty microphone. Like, you wouldn't be able to see it. You know how often I'd lose that thing?
Once.
Once, I'd never find it.
I'm just, like, staring at this microphone because, like, the light is, like, underneath everything. Like, it's not like there's a light on top. I feel like it's, right?
It's what?
Just looks, from the angle, I thought it was just, like, lighting up red underneath. Like
No, it's a little.
It looks like an eyeball.
Yeah.
Wait, did you ever play those games where, the logo or whatever was, like, an impaled eyeball or something?
What?
It was like Tony Hawk Pro Skater or whatever.
Oh, no.
Like, way back when on, like, the computer. So, it would just have, like, this eyeball there, and then just, like, something would, like, spear through it, and it was, like, a lot.
Damn. Some dance shit.
It was just, like, the logo of the company. Yeah.
Come panties.
What? No.
No. What is happening?
Ugh. We were talking about eyeballs, I guess.
Yeah.
But that is all the time we have for this podcast.
Aww.
So we have to end on everything comes back to glass and eyeballs. Like glass eyeballs.
I'm wearing glasses, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
So are you.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing glasses. I have 20/20 vision.
Lucky.
I might not, though, in a few years.
Like when you
because of that damn computer screen.
Oh.
Wait, really?
No,
that's the parents say.
Yeah, that's the baby boomerism for the night.
All right.
I still don't get all of that. I'm just not smart.
Yeah.
All
right.
I'm so tired. I don't want to do homework.
It's all right, Ben.
I'm paying money to be this unhappy.
Yeah, that's what college is.
Oh my god, why did I think this was a good idea? I didn't. Society told me it was a good idea. And it's a great idea. I love it. And I'm super privileged to be able to be here. But oh my god, homework is stupid.
Yep.
Stupid. It smells like ointment and pee.
Wait, what?
You smell like ointment. Have you seen that episode of Bob's Burgers?
Oh.
I think so.
It's the art crawl one, where they're outside of reflections, and they're, like, fighting with the old man, and Luis is like, you smell like ointment and pee, and he's like, you smell like ointment and pee, and they just go back and forth at it, and I say it a lot, and people are like, what the fuck, and I'm like, educate yourselves.
No, we know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the LifeCast tonight.
Yeah.
Today. Tonight. It's 6 o'clock and it's dark.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh yeah. Remember to stay glassy.
Oh my god.
No.
Right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was the pun of Tiffany Ma. And the distress of Ben Shopper to round out our evening.
Ben Shopper, the princess of disaster.
All right. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.